Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the Loophole. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. We are live, by the way, 4th annual Brothers in Arms Golf Tournament out here in the Woodlands. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. We're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I gotta be honest, it's been a long time since I had legit FOMO, man. Okay. Like legit fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Last night. Like
Where were you, man?
I had to do my podcast. I had to do the Bite Me podcast.
Was it an 8-hour edition or what?
Well, no, I always do it and then I edit it. And then I post it. So if you're interested in the Bite Me podcast, it's posted right now wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for that, Landry. And I edit it, and I'm done editing and posting about 6:15 every time, okay, every day. That's about when I used to send it to you, right, Figgy? Okay. 6:15, somewhere in there.
More around.
So I'm like, no, it was not. And so I'm literally, you guys know this, I could walk to the post from my house.
Yeah.
Like you could have parked at my house.
Yeah, where were you at?
I thought about, you know what, maybe I should just pop over there. I didn't even know you and Figgy were going. I knew Figgy was going, but yeah. I didn't know you were going. But you needed to use your armor for Hannah.
Yeah,
but anyway, so I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to watch the Astros. Put on the Astros. Crack, 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 J.P. Francis, what we thought he was. So I'm changing the channel.
I'm not hearing a valid excuse for you not being at that party.
I know,
bro.
I'm telling you. I'm changing the channel in the second inning. And I look at the, I start looking at my social media. And that thing looked lit.
It was lit, man.
It looked lit.
It was nice.
I mean, everyone was there. And anyway, I had legit FOMO, man.
Where were you? What's your excuse again?
I just told you all of them. I had the podcast. Had to edit it.
Oh, you had to watch J.P. France pitch?
Then I watched the little J.P. France.
What's a worse excuse? I had to feed my cat or I had to watch J.P. France pitch.
Or I got to cut the grass.
Dude, all of those excuses are better than I got to watch J.P. France pitch.
It was the Astros.
Are you kidding
me? Now Lopez like, want to be focused on the Astros.
Oh, my God.
When they 7-17.
Man, something came up as the Michael Jordan of I had to watch J.P. France pitch. That's got to be the worst damn excuse I've ever heard in my life.
I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it, but I think, I had FOMO. That's what I'm confessing here, man.
All right.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So yesterday, went and got some grub, hopped in the car, turned on the radio, Figgy, and I heard the voice of one Hannah McNair. I thought maybe they were replaying our interview on Sports Radio 610, but I'll be damned. Hannah McNair making the rounds. She joined John Harris and Mark Vandermeer on Texans Radio.
Oh, wow.
Okay? It was a from the Pluckers on Shepherd.
What?
That's where I was.
Mm-hmm.
From the Pluckers on Shepherd to the Post, it was about an 8-minute-ish drive. Okay?
Yeah.
I step in the car. I turn on Sports Radio 610, as I always do. You should as well on the Odyssey app and on the YouTube. Shout out to the YouTube people. If you're not subscribed to Sports Radio 610 on YouTube, shame on you. If you're not subscribed to the Locker Room, shame on you, too. See, I got my plug in, too. Real shame on you. But I turned on the radio, and I'll be damned. if even when I'm not on the air, I cannot escape the wrath of Hannah McNair. Listen
to
this.
Oh, wow.
What is the role tonight here at this reveal party for the two of you? Are you going up on stage? What is going to happen? What can you tell us about
Landry
that?
Landry Locker is coming out in our home uniform.
Yes.
That's what you have to do. You have to get a bet with Landry, and then that's what you win if he loses the bet. Is he's got to wear that uniform.
Why would I give him something that nice?
All right. So let me say this real quick, okay?
Yeah.
And I think this puts in perspective my distaste for these home uniforms, okay? We asked Cal and Hannah about the color, right?
Yeah.
And they said that the blue, the deep steel blue, is the same color that the Yankees use.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of proves my point. So this is my confession. I got this text from my father today.
Yeah.
And I want you people to keep it real. And I'm talking to you people, the loopholes. I want you to text me and tell me if you fall in line with this. My dad texted me as I was coming into work today, and he said this: 67 years old, and I never knew the Yankees uniforms were blue. Bada bing, bada boom, thank you. That is not blue. There is no way.
He didn't know that was blue?
That is very close to black.
But
you look at the Yankees uniform. Figgy, would you describe the Yankees uniforms as blue in your entire existence of life?
Yes. Look at the hat. Look at the caps.
You can look at the
caps.
Come on,
man. That, the cap is
I'm not talking about the one Jay-Z's wearing on his album cover,
no.
The blue.
I get where your
dad is coming from. It's a dark blue, but it's blue.
That ain't blue, man.
Yeah,
that
blue.
That is as close to black as it is blue.
Well, it is, but it's
so,
blue. It's
wait, so your
blue.
Dad thought the Yankees was black?
No, but it was. It's not like, but it's blackish blue, isn't it? Like, you could see the colors.
It's a midnight blue.
Exactly. I'm with Figgy.
All right, hipsters.
All due respect.
All right, hipsters.
All due respect.
You need to know your damn colors, man.
Y'all are worse than Hannah, man.
No, we're not. Go ahead, Figgy.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Speaking of the uniforms, something that I said yesterday, I think more than ever, it has got to be the case. They have got, if not sooner rather than later, I'll put it that way, they have got to make the H-Town blue uniforms the everyday home. That's all people are talking about.
What, you're
that's
talking all, about the alternate ones?
Yeah, that's all they're buying.
They got to be the home jerseys?
Like that's all you saw on social media, players repping it. We saw Travis Johnson with this hat with the H-Town blue. I guarantee you it's probably 70, 75% of the sales are that uniform. They've got to make that one the regular home. They've got to. If not this year, very soon. It's badass.
I would anticipate that being a real popular seller. The one.
Well, you guys were there, Figgy.
That in the red.
What didn't? Am I wrong? I mean, that was the most dominant one. Most.
It
popular.
Is. I mean, after seeing it last night, I like it even more, man.
Yes, yes. They've got to make that. They make the regular home that you hate the alternate. That way, you're still paying tribute. You're still paying tribute to the original Texans. And by the way, everybody's like, well, what about the Texans logo? It's on the shoulder of the jersey. The original Texans logo is on the shoulder of the jersey of the one I'm talking about.
Man, as I was leaving yesterday, I saw Ross and TJ Maxx trucks coming to pick up those home ones. Couldn't sell those to save their lives, man. They were taking them to Ross.
I saw a couple at the flea market.
$29.99.
La pulga.
There's that... That sensor with the $29.99 right on it. Ross, TJ Maxx, that home jersey. That's where that's going.
They're out on fanning at La Pulga, man, at the little flea market out there, man.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They got to make it. They got to make it to home break.
Nah, I think Cal probably has a little nostalgia for the
But you can still original. Do it twice a year?
Yeah, I just think he has the nostalgia for that. Speaking of the unis, what if what we want and anticipate could possibly happen? If it happens, here's my question, because I think this could become a very popular uniform. If the Texans play the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving, the Cowboys will sometimes wear a blue jersey on Thanksgiving, and sometimes they'll wear an all-white.
Yeah.
What if the Texans, if the Cowboys wear the whites, and on Thanksgiving,
do it.
The entire country is watching the Texans in the all-reds.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about these H-Town Blues.
The all-reds.
No, man.
Against the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving, if they're going to go with the blue. No, can you imagine?
Go with the Cowboys all-white, and they wear these H-Town Blue on the road on Thanksgiving? Come on, man. That's better than the red. Hell yes.
I'm still stuck on y'all acting like just the Yankees are clearly blue.
There it is, clearly
yes.
blue.
My man is colorblind, man.
That hat you're wearing is blue.
This hat I'm wearing is blue,
ain't a Yankees color.
No, but it's a blue.
A darker.
Landry over here watching I Love Lucy, man.
I know.
All you see is black and white.
Blue. They are. Oh, man. I think Tyler Milner is in denial. Dude, I've been looking at that picture. I got to see it in person, Tyler. I love you, brother. But you might have just been no regirded. I mean, you might have just gotten a tattoo from some of those in a hurry on the party, the uniform party. You put your arm out. He was it makes sense, right? Because you're sitting on the side and you're just going. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
It was loud in there, too.
It was loud.
Probably not his, the tattoo artist, probably not his focus.
It's crooked. He got a crooked tattoo.
Ah, oh, man.
You could just...
I don't want to...
I mean, own it, but it is crooked.
I'll say this. This is the one thing I will say about the tattoo. Nah, I won't say it.
Say it.
Nah.
You got to say
good.
It.
We're good.
You got to say it.
The tattoo was done by the same artist that does his other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't feel like there was the same amount of effort put into that one as the others.
I totally agree.
Doesn't seem like there was the same amount of effort. I don't think it fits the Tyler Milner standard.
Or the tattoo artist standard.
Yeah.
That Tyler has. It looked very prison-y. It looked very
Peggy,
prison-y.
Is Tyler in there?
Yeah, he in there working. You want me to grab him?
Yeah, go get him. We got to have a talk about this.
It looked like somebody did it with the remains of a ballpoint pen and a needle that somebody snuck in.
So yesterday you were against the neck tattoo. After this tattoo, are you a little more open to it for him?
No, because that would have really been a mess. That would have really been a mess.
I don't know whether it was straight or not. It does look like it's a different artist, though.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, Tyler. Are you in there? He's probably coming down the hall.
Yeah,
I'm concerned, man.
It looked a little prisony.
Do you think he woke up this morning? Let's put it this way. Let's not even trip. Let's say it's a perfect tattoo. Do you think Tyler woke up this morning and said, "Damn, I'm glad I did that"?
If it's a perfect, yes, but it's crooked.
All right, he's coming in now.
If it was a perfect tattoo, yeah.
It ain't crooked.
It looks a little crooked, man.
I'm not saying a picture can't Like, it can't look crooked in one of these pictures from last night, but it's not crooked.
Show the camera real quick.
It is on the bend of my arm, so in certain angles of photos, I'm sure it might look crooked, but it ain't crooked.
Oh, okay.
It looked a little prison-y.
It's your bad angle, huh?
Yeah, it looked a little prison-y to me.
Well, a lot of people got some prison-y tattoos last night, then. All on the same cell block or something, bro.
Did you wake up this morning happy that you did that? That's really all that matters.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I love it. And my guy that was doing it, you know, he's got some ideas. We're going to tie it all together, finish the sleeve
out.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, it's going to be done here pretty soon.
Did you say cover up or fill in?
We can get the tape for you. No, dude, he killed it. My guy, Sean Will, kills it always.
All right. We'll see about that, but I got to see it in person.
Did he say to you, hey, I'm going to fix this for you, man?
Yeah, don't worry. I was sitting at an angle.
Next session's on me, man. I got you.
When you see a J-Lo and my arm is straight down, like by my side, you'll see very clearly.
Okay.
How are we going to clean it up? What are we going to do?
Oh, we're just going to add some background stuff to tie in these three pieces down my right arm.
Okay.
It's going to be like space kind of themed. You know, it's a Houston arm. What else are you going to do?
You're darn right.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, it looked like it was pretty wild last night. It was lit.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
Yeah.
He's really nice. Tyler, I appreciate you, man. Yeah,
I appreciate you, bro.
Keep doing your thing on the tat. Dude. Yeah. I supported it, but Lopez has me kind of.
He goes, look, it's straight.
Sorry I didn't get it on the neck.
Yeah, that's what that was your first mistake.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good
first
one.
First mistake. Coming up next, best case, worst case. The best case, worst case scenario for tomorrow. Tomorrow, the Texans don't have a first-round pick. Does that matter? There's a report from someone who's been all over things when it comes to the Texans that may change. We'll get into that, and we'll talk about the best-case scenario for old Nick Caserio and company, Mignogna.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.